This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Early Morning Show, I'm Austin Bechtold. Steelers are reporting to camp next week. Isn't it exciting? Especially with how the continued downfall of the Pirates has continued to go. And I'm a big baseball guy. I love the sport. Overall, the Pirates. And there's no other environment like PNC Park when it's packed. In the summer, when the team's competitive, which frankly hasn't been the case since April. But now, attention, in the next couple of weeks, is going to start shifting. It's going to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. After Alex Highsmith signed his new deal, it's already started to go in that direction. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are going back to Latrobe. And training camp is always a time to reflect, not just on last season, but most importantly, to reflect on what you have going on this upcoming year. Alex Highsmith got a lot of love from his teammates on social media for his new contract, TJ Watt. Congrats, brother. You earned it. Can't wait for this season. Cole Holcomb, Alex Highsmith, dog, as well as Nick Herbig tweeting out Adam saying Smitty in a congratulation post. And Cam Hayward, congratulations to my guy Alex Highsmith. It's the best week for you. Next contract. And Picklesburg this weekend. Couldn't have asked for any more. And multiple other Steelers players came out and just basically said it was well-deserved. And they well appreciated the fact that the Steelers and Alex Highsmith were able to get a deal done. Is a Mike Tomlin extension deserved? He has 2 years left on his contract. It seems like that this is the time when the Steelers and Tomlin think about getting another deal done. Think about adding on more years. Now, Mike Tomlin has been the coach of the Steelers for a plenty amount of years. 8-9 in the postseason. Everybody knows the success that the Penguins have had in the postseason previously from the last time that the Steelers have made the playoffs. And the Pirates, well, if you look back to not that long ago, the last time that the Pirates were in the postseason, 2013, and you compare to the last time that the Steelers were in the postseason, 2013 and the years to come afterwards, it's just not great in terms of what the Steelers are capable of, what the Steelers should be, and what the Steelers have been. Mike Tomlin has not won a playoff game since 2016. Overall, the Pirates won 3 playoff games in 2013. A wild card game in 2 games against the St. Louis Cardinals in the divisional round. Should have won that playoff series, but whatever. Mike Tomlin, still, 6 years in a row, the Steelers have gone without winning a playoff game. This season would be 7 in a row if the Steelers don't win a playoff game. The Steelers didn't even make the playoffs last season. It's a huge drought. It's a huge drought for the Steelers. The Steelers' playoff wins overall, have not been great. The team has struggled mightily. The AFC wild card game against Cincinnati, 18-16, one of the wins there, back in the Killer Bees days. And 2017 was the last time that the Steelers had much of a fighting chance in the playoffs. 30-12 the win against Miami, the Dolphins in the AFC wild card, followed by an 18-16 thriller of a game in Kansas City in the divisional round. But then against New England, the absolute trouncing in the 2017 AFC divisional, 36-17 the final score. And the Steelers really did not have much of a shot in that as Tom Brady took his team back to the Super Bowl and met a team in the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Foles. So, Mike Tomlin, should he really get an extension? At this point, I want to see it play out another year. I don't think that Mike Tomlin, as it currently sits right now, really is... deserving is probably not the best word. Is he a top five coach in the league? Andy Reid is definitely ahead of him. Bill Belichick, even though there's rumors that he's on the hot seat in New England, is still probably ahead of Mike Tomlin. You can't disrespect somebody with six Super Bowl rings and has had years and years of success on other staffs and has been to Super Bowls and made long playoff runs. I just don't understand the reasoning other than the fact that this is historically what the Steelers and Mike Tomlin have done, that why can't he play out another year on his contract? The Steelers with players decide to get a deal done with their top guys, usually with a year left on the contract. TJ Watt, now Alex Highsmith, seen it happen with Cam Hayward, seen it happen with Minkah Fitzpatrick, where, okay, maybe they get a deal done with 2 years left, but priorities usually set in when there's 1 year left on the deal. And I don't know, Mike Tomlin seems untouchable. It seems that unless the Steelers go completely into the crapper, fall apart, win five games, don't have a chance at all to be competitive, that Mike Tomlin will continue to stick around and be the coach of the Steelers. And I like Mike Tomlin. I do. He's never had a losing season. Yeah, you know, you continue to talk about that, but it's true. It's a huge talking point with Steelers fans, with the media, that Mike Tomlin, yes, he's had some 8-8 seasons. He's had some seasons where he's been 500. He's had the 8-8-1 year, where Mike Tomlin has just found ways to not go below 500. And he just continues to plug away as one of the best coaches in the NFL. And partly the reason why I say that is he's historically been that. Is he that now? I don't think. But when you deal with what you had to go through with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and what we've learned of those players since they left the Steelers, I have a newfound appreciation for Mike Tomlin. Now, has that grown a little bit stale? Because AB and Bell have not played for the Steelers in a numerous amount of years now? Yeah, probably. But I still like to give Mike Tomlin the benefit of the doubt. Should I? Probably not. But the defense has always been successful. Do I fault him for maybe having a little bit too much of a hand in the defense? Not really. I mean, his input has been valuable for the Steelers defense. Is he really the Steelers defensive coordinator instead of Terrell Austin? That's something else that's also up for the debate. I would like to see him take a little bit more precedent on what Matt Canada does. I don't want him to mingle into the offense, which is potentially what Tomlin could have been doing a little bit of last season and having a lot of a focus on what the offense was doing and not just letting Matt Canada take the wheels. But does anybody really want Matt Canada to drive the bus, take the wheel of the car and try to guide this team and try to develop Kenny Pickett? That's a story for a whole nother day. I want to see Mike Tomlin prove it this year. I want to see this team go out there and make a stand. Make a stance in the AFC, especially in the AFC North. Don't finish third in the AFC North. I don't think the Steelers are going to finish last in the division. I think the Steelers can be a sneaky team in the AFC. I think they can go out there and win 11 games. 12 seems maybe a little bit out of the reach, but would you take 11-6? I would. 12-5, possibly. The schedule's not that hard. It kind of plays out for you where your toughest games are at home. you do have to leave the East Coast time zone a lot more and take a couple West Coast trips. You have Vegas, who's rebuilding, reloading with a new quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. The LA Rams, which I'm really looking forward to that game. But what is Matt Stafford and the Rams right now? What is their roster going to truly look like with a couple of aging veterans that is their main core with Sean McVay? And then the constant question of what do you do against your division? Probably going to split against Baltimore. I think they can split against Cincinnati. I think they could take two from Cincinnati. They've done well against the Bengals. And then the Browns have always found a way to steal one from them. That could be the case again. But if Mike Tomlin can go out there and set the tone against the division, like Alex Highsmith has done with his play, which I think is a big reason why he was able to get the contract done, then I think the Steelers are looking in a pretty solid spot going into this season, going into training camp, and I would not be surprised to see a Mike Tomlin extension by everything we've heard be announced the first day of camp. But I really ask why. They're probably going to add two more years onto it, and we'll be having the same conversation in 2 years again. Why not let Mike Tomlin play it out this year, reassess, and then, okay, if the Steelers have an 11-6 year, win a playoff game, give Mike Tomlin an extension. But I want to see more. I'm Austin Bechtel. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. The Pirates are playing one of the best players potentially all time in all of baseball this Friday. Who is it? Who's on the mound? Who's in the batter's box? That guy out in L.A. We'll talk about him coming up next. Shohei Ohtani, 97 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.